Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, May 5th.
Look, what the president did is atrocious and totally wrong.
Remember that voice? That's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy once again caught on tape talking about former President Donald Trump just days after the insurrection. And you'll hear a lot more where that came from. In the latest tape, courtesy of Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns at the New York Times and their book, This Will Not Pass, we learn that Kevin McCarthy was in quite a bit of a hurry to try and get rid of former President Donald Trump, to actually have him leave office. Just 2 days after January 6th, 2021, McCarthy discussed the 25th Amendment on a call with House Republican leadership as a method for removing Trump. Take a listen here to McCarthy pressing an aide on how the amendment works.
I think the options that have been cited by the Democrats so far are the 25th Amendment, which is not exactly an elegant solution here.
That takes too long, too. It could go back to the House, right?
Yeah, and correct. If the president were to submit a letter overruling the cabinet and the vice president, a two-thirds vote in the House is Senate to overrule the president. So it's kind of an artful. Obviously, impeachment has been discussed, and then I think they want him to resign, which I don't see happening either.
It takes too long. That's the response from the would-be Speaker of the House. And obviously, this is not what Kevin McCarthy sounds like at all these days regarding President Trump. But the idea of getting the 25th Amendment invoked takes too long. Now, just to remind you here, the 25th Amendment is to be invoked if the president becomes unable to do their job. It means the vice president would assume the office of the presidency. But of course, the 25th Amendment is not quite so simple. And what you heard there is that indeed it could somehow end up back in the House, that this would not just be a simple vote of the cabinet and the president that just packs his bags and leaves. That's not the way in which the process of the 25th Amendment would work. Now, CNN has reached out to McCarthy's office to request comment on this new audio, and we have not yet heard back. We have heard previously from Kevin McCarthy about the 25th Amendment, where he was floating it as a potential scenario about Trump's future, but never this dismissal that it's not the preferred method to get him out because it takes too long. There was a vote in the House days later on a resolution for the vice president to activate the 25th Amendment. Kevin McCarthy did not vote for that. In fact, only one Republican, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, joined all the Democrats to support that measure. Also on Capitol Hill at that time, impeachment was very much up for discussion. And as you know, the House ended up impeaching Donald Trump in the aftermath of the insurrection. Of course, he was acquitted in the United States Senate. But on these tapes, you hear McCarthy discussing his reasoning for why not impeaching Trump, that that's not the preferred route, the preferred solution, despite his saying that Trump had displayed, quote, atrocious and totally wrong behavior.
The best way, I think, for everybody as Americans moving forward is focus on the future, not the past, trying to bring us together. And I do think the impeachment divides the nation further and continues the fight even greater. That's why I want to reach out to Biden. I wanted the president to meet with Biden. But that's not going to happen. I want to see about us meeting with Biden, sitting down, make a smooth transition, show that, and continue to keep those statements going. I think it'd be beneficial to his presidency too. And I actually think he personally would be stronger above it to actually say something to that extent. I want to move the country forward.
There is so much great reporting in this new book from Jonathan Martin and Alex Burns. But one theme that we keep seeing over and over again with these tapes that have been released is this exposure of Republicans saying one thing in public and something else entirely in private. Now, that has been a truism of Republicans throughout the entire Trump campaign in 2015 and 2016, throughout the entire Trump presidency, and even now to this day, with Trump still continuing to have real power and pull inside the Republican Party, you still hear Republicans tell reporters certain things off the record in private and sound very different in public. And these tapes are yet again another example. So as you're listening to all these tapes, you have to remember, it's just a few weeks after talking about the 25th Amendment, after talking about whether or not impeachment was the right solution here, after seeking a fast way to get Donald Trump to leave the presidency early, in the immediate hours and days after January 6th, his mission was to go down to Mar-a-Lago, kiss his ring, and realize that his fate, his party's ability to get back to the majority, his personal quest to become speaker, it all hinged on Donald Trump being in the fold. All this information about Kevin McCarthy is coming as the House Select Committee looking into January 6th recently spoke to Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka Trump and his son-in-law Jared Kushner. In an exclusive interview with CNN, Benny Thompson, the chairman of the committee, provided the most extensive account yet of their testimonies. Chairman Benny Thompson pointed out that both Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner did not testify against Trump when they met with the committee, but they did corroborate critical testimony from others who said Trump was reluctant to call off the rioters despite being asked to do so on January 6th. Donald Trump Jr. also testified before the January 6th committee just this week. In his interview with CNN, Chairman Thompson raises the question, why is President Trump okay with his family members testifying, with key White House advisors and aides refusing? Why is it okay for one group of the people around him and close to him to testify, but others not? It's a question that not only Chairman Thompson will likely be asking, lots of reporters have the same question going forward. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment, be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.